Okay, please find a comfortable posture. Gently close your eyes. Take few deep, long breaths and let go. Relax your body. Relax your mind. Please do it 2 more times. Experienced relaxation and peace. Feel harmony with your body. Feel close to yourself. Now send your loving thoughts towards yourself, thinking, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards your family. May all of my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful. Whether they are good people or difficult people, in this moment, unconditionally, you are creating your skillful thought in your mind. Then you maintain that thought. It's a loving kindness. May they be well. May they be happy. May they be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards whole world. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now slowly turn your attention to your subtle sensation of the breath. Every breath you take in, you take out, is taken mindfully. Focus on your natural, ordinary breath. If you are distracted by a thought or a feeling or a sensation, bring your attention back to the breath or present moment. mind wanders, that is the nature of the mind. Mind has to wander. If your mind is not wandering, definitely something wrong with your mind. Let it be his or her own way. But you can be a silent watcher or observer. What mind does. If you see your mind in a good place, appreciate it. Be grateful. Let it be. Don't attach to it. If you see your mind is in a negative place, recognize it, smile to it, keep watching what is the message you receive from it. Let it be. Don't label, I don't like it. Or don't try to push it away. You didn't invite it. Anyway, naturally it came to your mind. Naturally it will pass away. Then why bother? Now observe your mind, observe your body. Your body is relaxed, your mind is calm, tranquil and peaceful. Now bring your palms together close to your heart. Make a wish for yourself, your journey, your inner happiness. And also if you want to make a wish for somebody else, prayers, blessings, this is a good time to do so. May peace be with you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay, now we are going to do the chanting. Today I am going to dedicate this chanting June and Duen, these two beautiful people sitting in front of us. So 5 years ago, I married them here in this place. Now they are celebrating their, you know, the 5th anniversary. I think they are doing so well. That's why they are celebrating it, right? So I can see in their smile. And so now we are going to commit, you know, dedicate this chanting for them and all of you. So let's chant together. Okay? Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, tatiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Anicca vata saṅkhārā uppādavāya dhammino, uppājjitvā nirujjanti tesaṁ upasamosuko sabbe santā avera hontu, sabbe santa abhyapajja hontu, sabbe santa aniga hontu, sabbe santa sukhi attanam pariharantu. Mano pubbangama dhamma, මනෝසෙට්ටා මනෝමයා මනසාචේ පදුට්ටේන භාසතිවා කරෝතිවා තතෝනං දුක්ක මන්වේති චක්කංව වහතෝ පදං මනෝපුම්බංගමා දම්මා මනෝසෙට්ටා මනෝ මනසාචේ පසන්නේන භාසතිවා කරෝතිවා තතෝනං සුක මන්වේති ඡායාව අනපායිනි. My wish. Good morning, everybody. Okay, how are you today? Doing good? Okay. Yeah, sun shining, right? It's a beautiful day. So, thank you so much for coming. I'm so grateful to see you all in this morning. So, I want to ask you a question. How many people are driving today, more than hour to get here? Okay, anybody 45 minutes? Lots of people. 30 minutes? See, I can see that, right? So why I ask this question? Now, as you said, it's a beautiful sunny day today outside. I want to be outside too. However, when people are driving almost 1 hour, maybe you wake up early morning today, so maybe you had your breakfast, made your coffee, then you have an intention, or today I have to go to the Blue Lotus Temple to meditate. I know you came here not for a party, right? You are coming here to meditate, which is wonderful. So when you come to meditation, what is the purpose? Be honest. What is the purpose?
Feel better about myself.
Okay, you want to feel better about yourself. Anybody? Huh? Feed you? Okay. Okay. Anybody? Yeah, you want to be calm. Okay, anybody else? Okay, try to understand. Okay, good. So after you come to the temple, do you really understand about your crazy mind? Sometimes, right, sometimes. I think, you know, what you said, I really like it. You know, we want to understand about our crazy mind. So that means, do you accept you are crazy? No? So if you see some craziness or challenges and difficulties in your mind, if you can see that, actually that is the meditation. So, once in a while, I have thoughts in my mind, what the heck I'm doing? Why I'm traveling a lot, sharing this message with many people. Almost 22 years we are working here in this beautiful place. I can see people receive lots of benefit. I know this is my craziness. I'm be honest, right? So once in a while when things happen, I see those negativities, and also those negativities really affecting to my mind too. Why I'm working with people. So I'm always reminding people, moment of distraction. Like 2-3 weeks ago, I had the strong feeling, I don't want to do this. I had that thought in my mind. Why? When I see certain behaviors, people call, they are practicing many years, but still, the day I met them, even 22 years later, still the same. Same annoying, same difficult, same painful, creating problems. And always they are doing the same thing again and again. So then I had a moment of distraction in my mind. Is it worth? Then I can see in the bigger scale, while there is a bad apple, and there are so many good apples too, then I feel, no, it is okay, I have to continue for those people who really want to receive the teaching. So my point today, just come into the temple. You don't solve your problems. Just coming to the temple, sitting on the cushion and meditating, you don't understand about yourself. No. If you really understand about yourself, how do you see it? Yeah, acceptance, more letting go. You can see your development. You are getting better. You are handling things better. But I can see sometimes people are not doing it. Then I was questioning myself, why some people come to the temple? Then I realize some people come to the temple. I'm very honest and telling, if I hurt your feelings, that's not my problem. Okay? So listen mindfully. So I can see some people come to the temple to find a boyfriend. Some people come to the temple to find a partner or girlfriend. Some people come to the temple to find community, which is wonderful. If you find a girlfriend or boyfriend, good luck. How wonderful. But that's not the only purpose. We open this temple to do those things. In the process, if those things happen, I bless you all, I congratulate you all, that's wonderful. Please do that. But same time, make sure when you come to the temple, I really address my true purpose when I come to the temple. So when you come to the temple, when you are sitting on the cushion, your practice is not getting better. Why is that? Then what will happen when you keep coming to the temple and practicing meditation for a while? Then you're addicting to the cushion. I call the cushion addicts. You know, there's a new addict in the spiritual community. I call the cushion addicts. How many hours I am sitting on the cushion? How long I am sitting on the cushion? So if you are sitting on the cushion 1 hour every day, you cannot say, I'm so spiritual. No, I know some people sitting on the cushion so many hours, but still they are crazy. So, but they love to claim about themselves, I'm so spiritual, but I don't believe it. But I really believe after you get up from the cushion, when you go to the world, when you are dealing with other people, when you have compassion and loving kindness, if you can understand the truth and the reality of life, that means your meditation is working. Otherwise, this is another guilt trip. Oh, I went to the temple, done. I went to the church, done. So I don't want that. So I really want to see your growth, your development. If you don't see that development in me, be honest. Tell me, Bhante, whatever you are talking doesn't work. I can see you are so annoying. You are so difficult. But don't go and talk outside about it. Come to my face and talk about it. Don't go home and make a post on the Facebook about it. Come to me and talk about it. So that is the nature of the good practitioner. It makes sense? Very open. So, I know truth is so bitter. Truth is so bitter. But you don't want to hear the truth. But why I am talking about the truth? I don't have idea to gain something from you, or I don't have any idea to lose something. So therefore, this is the truth. I want to be truthful to myself, and also I want to tell the truth to other people also. So last 3 weeks, I was traveling in New Jersey. I did lots of teachings. Once in a while, I have private appointments. One person came to see me and said, Bhante, I am in so much in fear for the death. So I don't want to die. That person said, I don't want to die. Then right away I said, you are going to die. Then that person again, no, I don't want to. I said, no, you are going to die. I'm going to confirm. So then that person said, no, I don't. Now we are going back and forth. Now that person telling me, I don't want to die. Then I finally asked, do you have any other options? No, I want to stop that. I said, if you want to stop that, there is a way. But lots of work. But if you are accepting right now, I am going to die, that's the way you can stop that. Did you get it? If you're really accepting, I'm going to die, that is the way you can stop your fear. Then that person start to cry. Now so much fear, then I ask, why you have so much fear for dying? No, Bhante, I have so many things to do. I have so many things to accomplish. Then I said, now look at you. You are crying, you are emotional, you are sad about it. What is that means? You are losing the opportunity right now for living. Enjoying this moment, you can live this life right now. Now, because of your worry, your sadness, your disappointment, you are losing this opportunity of your living. So then still I can see on her face, she doesn't like it. She said, no, I don't like it. But then I said, I'm very sorry, there is no option for you. There is no option for you. This is the only option. Then it took like 45 minutes for me to convince her, you are going to die. So then she said, it is the ugly truth. I said, yes, it is. Yes, it is. So why people cannot accept this reality? Why? Sorry? Right, exactly. But if something come to this world, definitely it will going to be changed. It is going to change. So people are not accepting the changes. So last Saturday, I was in New Jersey. Somebody came to meditation here at the temple. But still, even I'm in another side of the world, people are messaging me. So somebody sent me a text message Bhante, I came to the temple, but I don't like all the changes happening in the temple. Then right away, before maybe 5-6 years ago, I'm trying to find the peaceful, good words, you know, make a sugar coating to make them comfortable with the wording. I'm trying to find the good words to make them happy. Not anymore. Not anymore. I'm tired with that. So then I said, I know this person helped the temple so much, coming to this temple so many years. Then he said, I don't like all the changes happening in the temple. Then right away, I sent the message, if you are not accepting that changes, this is not the place for you. I said, this is not the place for you. I know that person is really involved for this temple, building this community. But now, that person cannot accept the changes. If you cannot accept the changes in life, in the temple, or in the world, you cannot follow the Buddhist teachings. That means temple is not good place for you. Therefore, better to go and find another place. Things are not changing. If you find that place somewhere in the world, please come to me back and please share with me that knowledge. I stop all my work. I will going to join for your group. Then I will follow you. I take the refuge of that person. I know I can challenge you. It never happened. So therefore, accept the changes, accept the realities. So how we are going to do that? I can talk hours about it. I'm going to give you a simple idea why people cannot accept the truth. Because even come to the meditation, I can see people are having little fun. They are having little fun. Sometimes come to the temple Saturday morning, nice day. Oh, we went to the Blue Lotus Temple. We had a little fun today. So then Wednesday night you are coming having little fun. But even you are having fun, when you go out, you have to process it. You have processed it. So even I can see in the spiritual community, instead of going and understanding the depth of the practice about yourself, people are in fantasy level. It is a fantasy. So you come to the temple, we hear the bell, oh so peaceful, smell of the incense, beautiful Buddha, all the beautiful flowers, everything said so serene and peaceful. Why we are making it? We are making it for your fantasy. But that is not the reality though. Make sense? When you go to the spa, do you believe it is real? This is the Blue Lotus Spa. We can say exactly this temple and the spa, there is no big difference. But we are making the same environment for you to feel peaceful. So, creating that environment, our goal to give you something wonderful, then after you take those little tools, you can process, you can use them, then you can make your life better. I can see the issue because I realize what is the issue in my practice, because we love to be in extremes. We love to be in extremes. So, when we are in extreme, it is so exciting. When you are in extremes, it is so exciting. In this extreme or that extreme, always is so good. Very exciting, very joyful. Then when you are in the good extreme, you are so joyful. If you are really attached to the good extreme, then what will happen? Then you go to the other extreme, then you have bad extreme, then what will happen? They're bad. Now when you come to this temple, this is another extreme. What is happening now? You feel good. Right after you go out. Now think of when you are in a good, happy extreme now, here at the temple, right? So then you go home. then you can see big leak in your basement. Things happen. Then I know what you are going to say, holy something. You totally forget about what you did at the temple. Now you cannot handle it. So things happen like that. Things happen with people. Things happen in all the conditioned things, building. So if you cannot handle and accept that, so you go to that extreme. So therefore, what I am suggesting, if you really want to make your life better and peaceful experience, what we have to do? First, we have to recognize we are always in these extremes. We are living our life in extremes. Do you see that? Do you see that? That lady who was so much in fear to die, she asked me a question, Bhante, you don't have fear to die? I said, even right now I have it. I was so honest. I have it. Then she asked me, how come then you are smiling? I said, I'm accepting that. I don't want to die. So I don't want to get sick. I don't want to be old. I don't like them. But no options. So therefore, even people think I'm living now, I see I'm dying now. Does it make sense? People think, you know, I'm so young. Young people, what do you think? Oh, I'm so young. But you are dying. That is the truth. People think, I'm so healthy. Still you are dying. I'm eating good food. Still you are dying. Yes. Thank you so much. You already finished the talk. Thank you. You are the Buddha today. So that means every incident, whatever happening in your life, what you see? Living, you see the death. Getting sick, you see the death. Living your life, you see the death. Going to a party, you see the death. Being like a husband and wife, what do you see? You see the death in that case too. You are going to have a wedding. In the wedding also you see the death. Every situation, what you see the changes. Death means changing. So, it is not negative. Do you think it is negative to see that way? No. So then I answer her, because I see it. It is so happening. So yesterday I sent some information to my assistant. So then he asked me, Bhante, why you are sending me this information to me? Are you hurry to die? I said, no, I'm not hurry to die, but you have to know these things. Because I'm aware about it. Because I am really sure I don't know I'm going to live tomorrow. I have some plans for tomorrow. I have some teaching classes. Even I'm going to Japan tomorrow. But I don't know I'm going to Japan tomorrow. But already planned. Already planned. So, but when I understand the truth, life is wonderful. Now think about, we are going back and forth, you know, this difficult journey, being in the extremes. Then what we have to do? We have to find where is the middle. Where is the middle? There's a middle. Where's your middle? Where is your middle? We cannot point it out. Right now, good, right now. Middle is how you understand about your journey. My middle and your middle is different according to my practice. My middle is different according to your practice. Your middle is very different. Why? When our practice is getting better, we truly find the middle. Why we need middle? Right.
It's just that we don't want to notice it.
Right, that's the problem. But our mind, you know, usually in reality, we are in the middle. That is the truth. But now we are not. Why? Being distracted, always we are going to this direction, always we are going to this direction. So when you see that exhaustion, when you go to those two directions, Then you feel tired and exhausted. Then you are thinking, what the heck happening in my life? Is it so annoying, so difficult? What I'm going to do now? Then you go to the therapists and counselors, call the Bhante Sujata or Bhante Rahula, please help me. But we can do so many things. But if you don't find your middle, you cannot find real joyful life. I found the middle for my middle, then I realized why my middle is so important to me, really develop myself. That is the platform for your inner journey. Find the middle place. Whatever extremes you are going, you recognize it, then you make your life balance in this perfect middle. Then you are really, the moment you find the perfect middle in your practice, what will happen? You start to grow your practice. Then you feel, that's great. Now I'm really middle, I'm so wonderful. No, it doesn't work. Then there's another problem. I don't know you will understand this. Now you have, after you come to the middle, then what will happen? Then you really attach to the middle. I'm having fun in the middle. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. So when you are getting better with your practice, then you can recognize if you are really attaching to the middle, then what we have to do? What you have to do now? Let go what? No. Thank you. Thank you so much for trying. Acknowledge. Let go what? Somebody said that. No, let go your middle. So why we have to let go the middle? As long as you are clinging to the middle, we are belong to these two extremes. This makes sense? All three are conditions of the mind. But you are using the conditions to become unconditioned. This makes sense? Otherwise, coming to the temple, sitting on the cushion, and whatever you do, what you are keep doing every single day, making our mind condition. Middle also another condition. But that condition middle, we are using to grow our life. So when they are getting better little by little, same time we are going away from the middle, then we totally be free from the middle. That person we call fully enlightened, totally content human being. So then as long as you have this physical body, still even you are fully enlightened, you are fully content, still you are part of this world. The day you leave this world with that contentment, then totally you stop your death. This makes sense? Otherwise you are keep coming to this craziness again and again. Why? It is a cycle. This makes sense? So therefore, what I'm asking you today, let's make a summary. Understand the truth. Truth is so painful. It is so challenging. You don't want to accept that. If you don't want to accept that, ask yourself, am I ready to suffer? Then you say, no, I don't want to suffer. Then accept the changes. So then understand those two extremes. Then find the middle ground. Keep developing your mind, having that middle ground. Now, when you are getting better little by little, you can see the process. Then what you have to do? Let go the middle, be free. Then, after that, somebody come and tell you, oh, you are so wonderful, Bhante. Then we just smiled. Some people say, you are so unkind, Bhante. Then just smiled. We like you, Bhante. Just smile. Somebody come to me and said, we are tired with you. Just smiled. Then somebody come to me, that's enough being at the Blue Lotus. Better for you to leave this temple. Just smile. I pack my bag, I go. How wonderful if you can live your life like that. So what I'm telling you today, I prepared my mind for that. If I can prepare my mind for that, you can do it too. Why is that? You and me, there is no big difference. This makes sense? So therefore, please go and find your middle today and grow your mind and develop your mind, find that inner contentment. Then you are free from fear, free from death, free from worries. How beautiful that. Otherwise, another 20 years, if you come to the Blue Lotus Temple, you are having fantasy here. Don't make that, fantasy trip to Blue Lotus every day. Please come to the Blue Lotus every day to understand that truth. Then you can leave your practice here in this world, another thousands of people in the world. So after you die, that's the legacy you are leaving here in this world. Then somebody will see that, oh, that man, that woman, that monk did that really well. Now 3,000 years later, why we are keep talking about the Buddha? Why is that? He left his middle, he left his legacy, he left his practice here in this world because of just one human being. Millions of people, even this present moment, finding the middle because of that human being's mind. How powerful this human mind. So therefore, don't label yourself, I'm a crazy human being. Yes, we are. The moment you understand that, you will be fine. Okay? Then accept I'm crazy. That means you are so close to the enlightenment. So thank you so much. Any thoughts? Any thoughts? Yeah, so when you are, I have to give another whole talk about it. So that means you have to train your mind. That's what we call the mindfulness practice. Little by little, understand how this mind is working. Because our mind is always negative. So now think about, other day I was talking to Bhante Rahul about it. Then we always talking about the Dharma. Sometimes we have, crazy jokes sometimes. And so, right? And one day, he's cooking or doing something in the kitchen. I said, after I die, I want to start exactly the place I stop. That's what I really want. Then later, I was thinking about it a lot. Actually, that's the way it is working. So whatever you are training your mind right now, you don't lose it. So when you're born again somewhere, or forget about the next life, if you continue, you are keep going with the same knowledge, same practice. So if you start something today, start to train your mind with the mindfulness practice, you are carrying that energy, but all other things you live here in this world except that. How beautiful that. Therefore, we have to start right now to practice, introspection, understand mindfulness more about it. Okay.
How does ego relate to the middle?
Oh my God. So, lots of good questions. There's no time. And so, like him, that age asking question about the ego, that is the root of all the problems we have in our life. That is the root cause. Ego is the root cause. If now I don't want to talk about that because we are keep going. That is the main root, all the problem, whatever you are going through in your life. If you are digging to the root, that is the root. But people really attach to the root. That's the really problem. So the moment you see that root, after you take it out, you are so free. But still you are connected to this earth, this ground, other people. But anytime, ready to lose. Yes. Yeah. So that's a good one. So especially young people, then when we talk about this, people think, oh, how am I going to enjoy my life? It's so negative. No. After understanding this truth, you can have a blast. You can have fun. You can have a girlfriend. You can marry. You can have a business. Do everything. Why is that? It is the part of this existence. Because we are part of this life. So you cannot run away from that. because we all are part of it. But even you are part of it, you understand what is the best thing for you to live your life peacefully. Does it make sense? Yeah. Okay.